This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Presents Football Friday.
Nix drops back, throws a ball to the end zone. The pass is caught, and that is a Denver touchdown. Troy Franklin.
Kitchen sink coming after him. He throws behind it. He gave Miller a chance, and it's a Bucs touchdown.
Rousseau looking to throw wide open in the end zone. It's Rocky Beers.
So no timeout needed. Here's a shot. It's underthrown. The catch is made. Braden Monroe. What an answer for Northern Colorado.
They fake it to Allen. Sarka.
Nice.
Caught. Touchdown. Wow. Quinn Smith. Air Force takes the lead out higher.
On the roll, looking that way. Sims goes underneath. It's caught by Scott. He's chipped and he spins in. Touchdown, Wyoming. The backup QB with a touchdown pass to cap off the opening drive.
Welcome into Football Friday, presented by the one and only Big City Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm okay.
Just okay? It's a Football Friday presented by Big City Roadhouse. You got to be better than that, man.
I woke up late, so everything's all thrown off.
I had to pick you up today. I had to go all the way over there to wherever it is you live.
Yeah, I left my scooter because it was raining last night.
Can you not drive it in the rain?
I'm going to leave my scooter and I'll walk tomorrow.
You can't.
And then when I woke up, it was too late.
You can't drive your scooter in the rain?
Well, it doesn't have the fenders on it because the fenders broke because that's the cheap part of the scooter.
It'll make your jeans wet?
Yeah, it's going to make everything wet. And I don't want to just like come into my house like all like just sopping wet. And that's just irritating.
Well, you owe me big time. Big time. Are you ready to bowl today? We got the bowling for turkeys with Weld Food Bank today. Great cause. We're going to be at Chipper's Lanes today. Come by and meet Michael. You sign autographs.
I'm looking for a fill-in.
You're going to, because you, why?
I didn't get a chance to shower.
You look great. You look great.
You're being sarcastic because you can see my hair.
Your hair is a little messy. Your shirt's a little stretched out there, I'm noticing, but it's okay.
It's because I'm fat.
You look good. You don't smell bad. You were in the car. You didn't smell bad. So come on out.
I put on a lot of Old Spice.
Old Spice, huh? You go with the Old Spice.
I love Old. I've been going with the Old Spice since I was a teenager.
I go Old Spice as well. Look at us go.
And you know what? I've loved the marketing campaign that they've had for years.
Uh-huh.
So I reward quality marketing campaigns with my dollars.
Do you reward Mr. Thursday Night Special, Mr. Thursday Night? With your applause, because we're back to 500, Mike. I switched it at the last minute because someone told me in my gut that Houston was not only going to cover, but they were going to win, and they did, 23-19. Josh Allen was sacked 8 times.
I didn't expect that.
You thought he might be bad, though.
I thought he would be distracted. I thought all the people worshiping him in Wyoming.
In Wyoming. Was going to get to him a little bit.
Yeah, I thought he was going
to
be like, I'm more worshipped in Wyoming than I am in Buffalo. I can do no wrong
in
Wyoming.
You're without your tight end. You're without a lot of the weapons. Josh was kind of just, I mean, dude, Houston. Is that the best defense in the league?
No. That's number two.
That looked pretty damn good last night. But I'll tell you this, Mike. Broncos now have 3 marquee victories. And that Houston game included, because Davis Mills was still the quarterback for Houston. So all this argument, I mean, it wasn't like Davis Mills was good, but that defense is so good that you can win games with average to below average quarterback play. That's how good this defense is. It's ridiculous.
It's a 20. Are you saying it's 2015 Broncos defense type good?
Pretty good. Pretty darn good, Michael.
That is a compliment. That is a compliment. Or it's an insult to the 2015 Broncos defense, and I don't appreciate that.
Will Anderson is just an absolute stud. He had 2.5 sacks last night. Daniel Hunter is an absolute stud. He had 2 sacks last night. This defense got to Josh Allen. I mean, they got to him.
And that is hilarious. The one Buffalo Bills fan I know is probably very upset, and I am laughing.
They hit him 12 times to go along with those 8 sacks. I mean, that didn't look like... He had 2 interceptions last night. That didn't look like Josh Allen. It just didn't. And listen, guys, it's impossible. My wife's like, why would you pick against Josh Allen? Everybody loves Josh Allen. I love Josh Allen. I am a fan of his. But I'm rooting for Mr. Thursday Night, Mike. I'm rooting for the pick.
Yeah, I'm also rooting for Mr. Thursday Night to gain his legitimacy back.
Yep.
500 ain't doing it.
But one game over would do it?
No, absolutely
but
not.
I made a comeback.
You got to get to 70%.
I was
with the,
2 games
the
under.
The amount of prestige, with the amount of bragging,
I can't
with
be
the
perfect.
Amount of work that goes into this, Brady.
I can't be perfect every year, Michael. I can't
but
be.
But you got to do 70, even 75%. I got to make 75% of my money back if I were a gambler.
We're going to get there. You just got to give it time, Mike.
I got to give it another 5 years.
Any given Thursday. And we're on to next Thursday. That's all we can do. I can't work miracles.
Brady, I feel like you're slowly going downhill.
Chris says, sounds like C.J. Stroud could get Wally pipped. No, Davis Mills isn't good.
He's not C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud is better.
They were very, I mean, they scored 23. They had plenty of opportunities to score touchdowns, more touchdowns. They just couldn't do it, especially in that second half. I did just keep thinking, though, you keep giving the Bills the ball back the way they were late in this game. Something's going to give. Josh Allen's going to drive this team down. He's going to will this team to win. But Houston's pass rush had different plans, man. So now the Broncos do have 3 marquee victories, and it's the Houston Texans, it's the Philadelphia Eagles, and it's the Kansas City Chiefs. So does that win do anything? I mean, I know you're like, oh, they're going to win every game. To me, that win by Houston last night makes me believe even stronger that the Broncos could hoist the Lombardi Trophy when it's all said and done.
I was looking on the internets, and... they had the Broncos at some, I don't remember which website, they had the Broncos at number 1, 16% chance to go to the Super Bowl in the AFC.
Cam Scadaboo said he thinks the Broncos are going to win the Super Bowl, for what that's worth.
I am now a Scadaboo fan.
Yeah, he said...
because he does this Fandango.
And he was at a WWE thing. He was mixing it up at a WWE event, and a bunch of Giants fans were pissed off at him.
Brother!
They were mad that they think he should just be lying down and resting and not living his life. That's so stupid.
I kind of would. I can understand that because I would kind of feel the same way. Like, if you're hurt, don't get more hurt.
He'll be fine. Why would he get hurt in something that's fake, Mike? How could he get hurt in something that's fake?
Well, I mean, he could fall on the ground walking.
That's not part of the script.
I know, but, like, you can still... hurt yourself on a movie set.
Eastside Chris says, Brady, I did well last night. Agreed with you on the pick. Also felt Buffalo would have a hard time. Yeah. Yeah. And so now who's better than Denver? Seriously, who's better than Denver right now? New England? Indianapolis? They beat them. Maybe.
Barely.
Barely? Was that the leverage one or was that the Chargers game?
That was the leverage one. So both teams leveraged and only one team got called.
So maybe it's a wash. Maybe they're even. I'm telling you guys. I'm telling you. Root for the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend. You got to. Michael, do it. We're going to go through the scoreboard watch. Games that you should be paying attention to. Teams you should be rooting for and against this weekend. We'll get to that. But more importantly, Mike, Mr. Tanner Schwint has had Josh Allen on his fantasy football team. He registered 8 points for him last night. Not good.
And who were you playing?
What?
Who are you playing?
I'm playing Tanner Schwint.
Oh, really? Yeah. Who's your quarterback?
The most electrifying man in all of sports and entertainment. Who's now not listed as questionable. He's fine. He's going to be okay. He's going to be ready to go this weekend against the Jets. He's going to light it up.
I didn't know Jokic was playing football now.
Joker's not the most electrifying man in all of sports entertainment. Joker's the greatest basketball player that's ever lived.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the... Come on.
So John Elway's come back from retirement.
What? No.
He said the most electrifying person in all sports
and entertainment. John Elway was not the most electrifying man in all of sports entertainment. Lamar Jackson is, Michael. Come on, follow along. It's like you're not knowing. I'm just disappointed. You don't know the rules of the whole show yet. There's a lot of rules to live by. One of them is that you should know Lamar Jackson is the most electrifying man in all of sports entertainment.
I don't know who that is.
Well, that's your own fault. There's also another rule that the picks are on Friday. Everyone knows that. Short show today, Mike. Only 2 hours today. We're off at 1 because we're heading down to Chipper's Lanes to get ready for the bowl off here. And we already got the trash talk going here. I love it. Kent, A1 Organics. You guys are doomed. The A1 team just received this clip to fire them up. It's John Belushi's epic speech in Animal House. That's who we play first. What's your confidence level? Are you going to bowl? Are you seriously trying to weasel out of this thing?
I'm looking for a ride to give me a... I will take the shortest shower in the history of mankind.
No, I went to go pick you up today, and it took you 5 hours just to get outside, so I don't think adding a shower...
It took me 5 hours to wake up.
Yeah. You called me this morning. I slept in. I need you to come pick me up. So I came, picked you up, and I sat out and waited for you forever. I was about to start honking the horn.
It was only 6 minutes.
It was a long time. It felt like a lifetime. So I don't think we're going to be able to take you over and get you showered up. You're just going to have to suck it up, Mike.
Brady, being alive, being awake is like a game for me. I had to limber up.
Okay.
I had to do my stretches.
Okay.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to move.
Well, you got your stretches in. You don't need a shower. People want to see you there. Weld Food Bank's counting on you. Do you really
They're counting on me
Do you really want
really
to tell
bad.
Weld Food Bank that you couldn't help support the cause and help drive money to Weld Food Bank because you needed a shower?
I think the stink of me will actually drive people
I don't
away.
Think you smell. You got your Old Spice on. You're fine. Big Hub says, did you see Norvell as an honorary captain for the Hawkeye? Yeah, for Hawkeye Nation. I did see that. It's fine. Good for Jay. I don't know what it means. Is he going to be a wide receiver coach?
They don't have wide receivers.
I know. That would be the easiest job in the world. Maybe he could be the tight ends coach because they usually have pretty good tight ends.
Does he know how to have wide receivers block? Because that's mostly what they do. They block and then sometimes
they catch them. He wrote a book on wide receivers, so I'm sure there was a chapter or two in there about blocking. I'm sure. I'd like to read that book, I think.
Do you have an autographed copy?
No.
You should. Do you have his phone? You should text him and say, hey,
Jay?
Now that you're fired,
I don't have his
can
number.
I have an autographed copy?
I don't have his number. I messaged him. Thanks for all you did being on the show and really appreciate you. You're a class act. Did he reply, Michael? No, he did not reply. But he wrote a long letter to a radio station in Denver because they had him on once. And he wrote this long letter to them, thanking them for it. Never got that from... That's my only beef with Jay Norvell. It's my only beef. Is that we didn't get a letter. I brought him on this show a lot. Where's my letter, Michael?
By the way, Brady, I just checked the mail. And
there was a
number of letters to you.
Oh, damn it. I missed out on that. Dang it.
Lamar Jackson has been sending you letters. And
really?
I think he's disappointed.
Lamar's been sending me letters? You've been keeping mail from me?
Letters. Then B, then C.
Eastside Chris texting in saying, Brady, I can't bring myself to root for KC. Colts will falter down the stretch. Micah, I live on the east side, 10 blocks from Chippers. I'll give you a ride. But you got to come pick him up. You got to come get him.
Yeah, you're going to have to come get me.
And then you're going to come by and hang out at Chippers Lanes, Eastside Chris? Come hang out? See the gang? Get the autograph from Michael? Are you really going to have a hooligan come
have
pick
I
you
met
up?
Eastside Chris?
Yeah, he came by once. He brought burritos. He's awesome. He's a great dude. Hooligans are great people. That's what we've learned. Hall of Famers are like
top notch.
Most
of the hooligans are great people.
The Hall of Famers are top notch people.
There are a few hooligans we don't like.
Oh. Dixon's been pretty quiet this week. Pretty quiet, Mike. Do you think he's still sad about the game? Sunday, the fact that the Broncos ended the dynasty, the Chiefs dynasty is no more, and the Broncos were the ones to end it. How about that?
I think he was expecting the Zebras to have a lot more red, and then he saw Patrick Mahomes going, he hit me in the head. And,
do you think the dynasty is over? Go,
no.
Do you think the dynasty is over?
Oh, yeah. Dynasty is over. It's time for a real dynasty, one that doesn't need referees.
No, it's actually the opposite. The referees try to take Sean Payton out, and then they call a penalty on him for just standing. He's just standing there. Ref shouldn't have been running there.
I shouldn't be in the white part.
First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. 18 minutes after the hour. All right, today we've got scoreboard watch. We're going to get into that. Who needs a win? We're playing that game again, Mike. Who needs a win in the college football scene around here more?
Just Wyoming.
The Bears.
The Bears, but they're going to win this weekend.
Guaranteed? Is that the Michael stamp of approval? Guaranteed
victory?
Yeah,
this one, I would have two guarantees. It's this one, and I didn't mention this one as much because I didn't think this one was as big of a deal. But it was Montana State and this one.
Yeah, and how did that one go? How did that Montana State game go?
Look, they had a lot of injuries. Uh-huh. A couple people were out sick for some reason. Mm-hmm. The coach was not there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just making some things up. Yeah, they lost 55-7.
Yeah, kind of the opposite of winning.
That was not good for them. But look, this guarantee is going to come to fruition.
Faith says UNC all day needs this win. 19 minutes after the hour, let's talk about those matchups coming up. The quarterback toilet bowl will be on at 12:30 today. I took Patrick Mahomes, Mike. Did it do enough to put me in the lead? He didn't have a great QBR. But I don't know if it was as bad as some of the other guys. So we'll get into that later on. Ethan Bird will join us. We'll talk some Wyoming Cowboys football. They got to win. They need two wins to get into a bowl game. I don't know if it's coming against Hawaii, but if they beat Nevada, they at least make an inch. You think they're beating Hawaii next week?
I think so.
What?
Yes. I'm going out on a limb.
Whoa.
I didn't shower today.
Unshowered Michael is
I'm feeling salty.
Dangerous Michael. It's the whole show. More Dangerous Mike coming up next.
Big City Roadhouse presents Football Friday. A Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
No, Faith, unfortunately, no. She says, so no Rocky Mountain kickoff today or meeting of the mindless. Is that right? Yeah. We're heading out early today because we're bowling for our lives.
Also, the show is canceled.
No, the show's not canceled. We'll be back with it next week, Mike. How dare you spread
it's
false information?
It's been rebranded to canceled.
This weekend, the Wyoming Cowboys play host to the Nevada Wolfpack. Cowboys are 6.5-point favorites. Nevada's bad, but they just beat San Jose State last week, so I don't know what to make of that.
You can make of it the Mountain West is terrible and inconsistent.
It's pretty bad
and they
this
don't
year.
Play real football.
It's pretty bad this year, Mike. I'm not going to lie to anybody in this room. It's pretty bad.
You're the only one in that room.
Yeah. Here's a story I wanted to get to that I didn't get to yesterday. Chris Murray, who writes a lot about the Pac-12, well, the Mountain West and the future of the Pac-12, even though he's a Nevada guy, he's writing this story. Pac-12's top secret TV deals. Further proof conference rebuild hasn't gone to plan. So in this article, he says the Pac-12, and this is the first I'm hearing of this, the Pac-12 has asked its athletic directors to sign non-disclosure agreements, according to conference insider John Canzano. That move has come in conjunction with the rollout of the league's new media rights deal. He goes on to ask the question, this is again from NevadaSportsNet.com, why would the Pac-12 want to gag its athletic directors? It could be the same reason why the Pac-12 didn't release the most important part, the financial terms of its recently signed media rights deal. We still don't have the money. We know they're on CW, we know they're on CBS Sports Network, and we know they're on USA, but we don't know the money.
Sounds like they got hosed.
Do you think it's bad?
Oh, yeah. It sounds really bad.
Like, what are we talking? I was going to say $11 million per team.
I'm going to go below that.
So he writes, when the SEC, Big Ten, ACC, and Big 12 sign media rights deals, they don't cloak and dagger the money involved. They trumpet those numbers because they're positive. Heck, the Mountain West even announced the financial terms of its last media rights deal, signed in 2020, despite not overwhelming numbers. $270 million over 6 years, or roughly $3.5 million to $4 million annually per school. So does that mean we're going to go, we're not going less than that, are we? We're not talking less than that, are we? No, come on. Less than $4 million? I thought the range of 8 to 11, 8 to 11 is where I was going to go. If it was 8, then they would announce it. If it's below 8, they're not announcing it. This whole thing is clunky, man. This whole thing. I've told you guys from the beginning, it took forever for this news to come out. And I had, like, you know, my guy Justin Michael, DMVR Rams, and I know he's a diehard Rams guy, but he's like, oh, just relax, it'll come out. I thought it was weird that it took a year for that information to come out. And now we don't have the money. That's a strange thing to me, Michael. Yeah.
I just realized why they canceled Resident Alien.
What are you talking about?
No, Resident Alien was on USA Network, and now they needed the money for the Pac-12. That's why they canceled Resident Alien.
That makes me mad. Although I like football more than I like Resident Alien.
I mean, so do I, but it's like, does the Mountain West / Pac-12 play football anymore, or is it just mediocrity disguised as football?
What is your guess that they're getting a year through this media rights deal between the three networks?
Per school?
Yeah, per school. Per year, per school. 7?
5? I mean, signing an NDA is really suspicious. Like, Brady,
7 would be more than they got, though. 7 would be more than what the Mountain West is doing. So that's still legitimate. That's good.
Brady, if you had a new producer, say I got run over.
Oh, really?
And you had a new...
No. I don't want you to get run over, but for
other
reasons.
Just because I didn't reply to your text.
Yeah.
If you got a new producer and then immediately had that producer sign an NDA, that would sound very suspicious.
It is suspicious. Why wouldn't they want to disclose the number unless that number is bad and they're just like, hey, give us time and that number will go. Maybe it's one of those contracts that has benchmarks or something. I don't know.
They got rid of Alan Tudyk for this.
How long was the contract with these schools or with these networks? Do you know?
I don't know.
Can you find that for me? Efforting? Chris Murray goes on to write, lots of linear network appearances. If you're not getting huge dollars, you better be getting exposure and the Pac-12. Well, you're getting exposure. You're definitely getting exposure. Yes, Michael.
All right, so the Pac-12 and USA, it begins next year, and it runs through the 30-30-30-31 season.
For all of these? For all the deals?
Just for the USA Network.
Oh, okay.
Just for the one that canceled Resident Alien.
Do you know where so through 2031?
Yes, that is correct.
That's probably what CW is. It's probably what CBS Sports Network is, too. And that's good. You don't want to sign an 11-year deal. You sign 5-year deals. That's what you do. 5 to 6, that's fine.
CW has extended its rights through 2030 and 2031.
Yeah, good.
Which will include 13 regular football season, 35 minutes, and then it wins basketball, and then, yeah, through okay. 2030.
Fox 30 Sports president Bob Thompson took his best guess at the conference television deals. Here's his takeaway. Is that he believes, let me find it, because this is a pretty interesting story. He writes, no leaks on the money tells me it isn't great. I'm with the $7 to $10 million per school average year crowd. I think 7 to 10 is okay. I don't know why that would be a bad thing. He goes on to say, men's basketball looked good. Women's basketball with only 20 to 25 games looked light. No Olympic sports announced in any of the deals as of yet. What's going on there? USA is a part of the Versant spinoff from Comcast means no games on Peacock. Oh, interesting. Would assume Versant will come up with some sort of streaming plan for the sports on USA. CW will stream games, and CBS Broadcast Network games will be on Paramount Plus as well. I still don't care. I mean, I'm glad that it's on USA and rather than just another app. Yes, Michael.
So CBS Sports has extended their partnership with the Pac-12 through that same year, 2030 to 2031. And that's going to include some games on Paramount Plus. And for those of you who know about Paramount Plus, they do carry Star Trek.
Oh, gosh. I'm glad people know that. Announcement to make for our bowl off today, our bowling for turkeys with Weld Food Bank and Chipper's Lanes. I think he's a Hall of Famer still. He just texted in the morning show now. He abandoned us. I'm going to talk to him about that today. But Noob, I mean, we gave him that name. We created him. He was a noob at that time, and we just stayed with it. He is looking for a fourth player. He does not have a fourth on his team today. So any hooligans out there want to answer the call and join Fort Noob is a tremendous bowler, so you have a wonderful chance of winning this thing if you join his team. But you would have to pay. It's like $200 per team. So you wouldn't have to pay, obviously, all $200. You could pay $50 and get in because it's all going to Weld Food Bank. So Noob needs a bowler. And so, Mike, you can't back out because if you back out, then we need two bowlers. So pressure's on you. Can't let Weld Food Bank down. You just can't do it. Okay? No. You look fine. Everybody said it. Tanner and Mike out there dancing with himself. He said, you look fine. So
yeah, you said that.
Yeah,
but
good.
I heard the laughter as you saw my hair, which was worse than yesterday.
Just run a comb through it, man. It'll be fine.
That's not how it works.
You'll be.
My hair wants to be showered.
It's not going to be showered today, man. You can't tell Weld Food Bank that you had to go take a shower. 34 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break. It is a Football Friday presented by Big City Roadhouse. Might I recommend the tavern-style pizza? They have those little pepperonis, too, the little ones that kind of fold up. Those are delicious. I love it. Yes, Michael?
I saw a picture on their website, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It looks fantastic.
Their pizza
is amazing. And, Brady, you're going to have to buy me some.
I love their pizza. They got their sign getting ready to get put up there. They got brand-new TVs, extra TVs in the back behind the bar. The dining area is cleared up a bit. It's awesome. You guys got to check out Big City Roadhouse. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show. And Micah, give you a big old hug if you do that. 35 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
It's time to break up with bad internet and experience Allo Fiber. With Allo, experience service with no contracts, simplified billing, a direct fiber line that goes straight to your house, and 24/7 customer support that won't end in you having a conversation with a robot. Get real speed. I like to say robot instead of robot. Get real speed, real support, and make the switch to Allo, the people-powered internet service provider. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. I thought it was an going back to this, we didn't touch on this yesterday, but when the Nuggets played the Pelicans on Wednesday night, which was closer than I wanted it to be, they're going up against a guy that has kind of modeled his game around Nikola Jokic, and that's Derek Queen, who played at Maryland. And why is that name familiar? Rams fans, gives you nightmares. That was in the March Madness tournament, Michael. In the second round, Derek Queen was the one who hit the game-winning shot against the Rams to knock them out. Derek Queen, though, was trying to talk trash to Joker a little bit. He was asked about it. He said, yeah, I was trying to talk to him. He didn't have much to say. The reason I'm bringing this up, and an excellent story in the Denver Post from Bennett Durando about players now starting to model their games after Nikola Jokic. Alperen Sengun is a superstar. He's an all-star now. He's becoming an all-star. Derek Queen, who we just mentioned. These players are, there's a lot more guys coming up now starting to watch what Joker's doing, especially big men, and just how he tries to see the floor. It's fascinating study because for the longest time, Joker was just kind of slowly but surely making the headlines. Nationally, people talked about him, but it was they were very reluctant to do that, Mike, because the game, the reason he's not the most electrifying man in all of sports entertainment, his game is not always sexy. Although, man, some of the things he does, the passes, some of the shots, like those, to me, they are entertaining. They are electric, but it's not like Kobe Bryant. It's not like Michael Jordan. It's not that, you know, dribbling, faking guys out, step back jumpers. Joker's not doing that kind of thing. There's not a lot of ball work going on there. And so I think young players were reluctant to watch him and say, yeah, I want to be that guy. Guys want to be Steph Curry. Guys want to be Kobe Bryant. Guys want to be Michael Jordan. Guys want to be LeBron James. LeBron's another tough one as far as emulating his skill set because he's a big, powerful guy. But they typically, the youth for a long time, was looking at Steph Curry. Oh, let's just shoot 100 million threes a day, get a quick release, and just become Steph Curry. You're starting to see more guys look at Joker's game and say, how do I be a complete basketball player, especially as a big man? If I can shoot, if I can pass, and I'm 6'8", I'm 6'10", I'm 7', then I'm going to probably have a long career in the professional basketball ranks.
I've listened to enough high school basketball, enough high school basketball coaches to know they would rather have a Jokic type rather than a Steph Curry type.
Coaches would. Curry, though, like, changed the game a bit. Because when he stormed onto the scene years ago now, it was, hey, he's going to shoot 11 to 15 threes a game. And he's got that very quick release. Did you, I don't know if you, you didn't see it, but he got that shot over Wimby the other night. I mean, just the skill, the skill set he has in shooting that three ball, it's tremendous. So then players would say, okay, let's just get in the gym, practice that shot over and over and over again. Some say that Steph Curry kind of ruined the game of basketball or the NBA because now you just got players settling for the three. That's going to be their go-to. Look at a guy like Michael Porter Jr. He made his career off of just pretty much being a three-point shooter, and it served him well. He's made a lot of money just shooting threes. But it's kind of fascinating to see this trend. What do we say about sports so often? The NFL is a copycat league. The NBA is a copycat league. They are trying. Make no mistake about it. The next wave of who people are looking for is going to be guys that mold their game after a Nikola Jokic type of guy. Look what the Nuggets have. The guy is he's a completely different game plan. Being a 7-footer that can shoot, that can score at will, that can score from any point on the basketball court, and can pass the way he does, that smarts that he has. And don't get it twisted. He's well trained. His smarts in the game, dude, I think it was a Sports Illustrated article that came out after they won the championship, talked about how a lot of these big men passers are trained. They're basically like, they have coaches standing on the sidelines during practice with cue cards that tell them exactly what to do. Like, as soon as you catch the ball, you look at that cue card and it's like, bam, quick reaction. Do you pass? Do you drive? Do you pull up and shoot? Do you dribble? What do you do? Do you hand off? There's a lot of options that go through Joker's brain now that started at a very young age. And now he has just perfected it. Not every player from Serbia plays like Joker, so it's not just a Serbian thing. It's not just an overseas thing. This guy is a special talent, and what I'm fascinated to see now is more and more players are trying to copy what he's doing as opposed to going with the sexy route of what Steph Curry does or Donovan Mitchell or Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. The guys are watching Shai. I hope, that's not a trend. Just find ways to contort your body and get fouled all the time. That's a rough way to go. It's cool to see. Yeah, and Derek Queen the other night, I failed to mention it, but yeah, that's a familiar name because he ended Nick Clifford and Nico Medved's March Madness run. And shortly after that game, after that shot, Nico Medved left to go be the head coach of Minnesota. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Another thing I've noticed this year with Joker, Mike, he's not complaining to the refs as much. He said in the offseason, he had some soul searching, he talked to a lot of officials, he talked to coaches, and basically it was relayed to him, maybe just through his own understanding, stop complaining. Because Joker, that was my knock. Sometimes he doesn't always play great defense, but sometimes he does. But the biggest knock on Joker the last couple of years, as he has become a bigger superstar, is he puts those hands out and pleads with the ref, like, what are you doing? You're calling bad. Stop it.
That's his brother's job.
No, it's nobody's job. Just stop complaining. It's a coach's job, if anything. Have you ever watched a basketball game, Mike, and seen a player go complain and bitch to the referee, and then the referee turn around and go, you know what, Bob? I did miss that. You're right. That wasn't a foul. You know what? Hey, score guys, that wasn't a foul. That team's ball again. That's my bad. This young gentleman here so kindly showed me the error of my ways.
I feel like I've seen LeBron do it.
Yeah, LeBron does it all the time.
Well, I feel like I've seen LeBron.
They don't change the calls.
Change people's minds.
No, the reason you do it, Mike, is because if you think that if you bitch enough, they're going to get you. They're going to pay it back later. So coaches will go to the ref and say, hey, man, like, he's leaning on him the whole time. You're not calling that. Well, sometimes a good referee puts that in the back of their brain, like, noted, I'll be watching for it. But when a player does it every single time they get fouled, every time, the referee's like, you know what? I'm going to go harder. I'm going to call fouls that probably shouldn't be fouls because you're driving me nuts. I don't know why that's such a hard concept for basketball players to get through their brains, that it's not going to help. Yeah, but wide receivers, you know, there's only so many targets in the game. There's times where every time down the floor, they're looking back at the ref. So Joker has taken it upon himself. He basically said, I'm not angry anymore. He's like, I just got to quit talking to the refs. I'm not going to change it. Thank you. I don't like that it takes so long, but that's one thing in the NBA that I want them to really work on getting rid of. Stop screwing around with the All-Star game. Stop screwing around with the cup. I want to go to the players and say, guys, you're going to get one warning. If you bitch to the ref, you're going to get one warning. Now, if you have a side conversation during a free throw and you're standing next to the ref and you're like, was that really a foul? Yeah, man, here's what you did. That's okay. That's constructive.
If but I'm a ref, I appreciate
but when
that.
When it's every time down the floor, we're looking at the official and we're pleading for them and we're mad and we're harping, it's not going to change anything. But you're right. You're right. If you're a referee, you would appreciate that. If you're a player that comes up to him and says, hey, what did I do there? Because I honestly didn't think I fouled him. That's a good conversation to have. But when you stare down the ref every time down the floor, so I really appreciate that Joker has gotten that out of his game. I want more players in the NBA to do the same. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Coming up at in the 12 o'clock hour, we got Ethan Bird from KGWN-TV. We'll talk some Wyoming Cowboys football. Is there a quarterback change? His thoughts on Josh Allen Day. How's Josh going to feel going into that weekend now with a pretty significant loss? Because that changes things a bit. Now, they're going to be a playoff team, but this is all about standings at this stage. And now the Bills were poised to get to fourth in the standings. That loss knocked them down two spots. So we'll talk about that coming up next. It's a whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
For nuggets, games, and talk, keep it on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Big Friday night, Mike. The UNC Bears take on St. Thomas. 5:30 on ESPN Plus. The Colorado Buffaloes going at it tonight on ESPN Plus against UC Davis. The Colorado State Rams are playing at 7 o'clock against DU.
Do they have a plus game?
That'll be on the Mount West Network, I'm guessing. And then the Nuggets take on Houston. That game is on Prime Video tonight.
Will that Mountain West game, will that error a lot like it did a couple weeks ago?
I hope not. That was frustrating. But I'm probably going to be on this game, Denver-Houston, because Denver's 11-3, Houston's 11-3. Michael, the watch starts now. I know you got people, why do they play 82 games? Dude, this is a tight race already, and we're 14 games into it for the Nuggets, and it is a tight race, and you can't afford a whole lot of losses, man. Because, like I said the other day, dude, the Thunder have no plans on losing a lot of basketball games. They're 15-1, and Denver's 11-3. And aside from one game, I felt like it's been, obviously, the two losses before that, was it Golden State and Cleveland, maybe? Those were games I thought Denver should have won, but Denver's a really good basketball team, man, but it just looks like the Thunder are even better. So this battle, to stay in the, I don't care where you get, one or two, home court advantage would be nice, but you want to stay as close to OKC as you possibly can, because you don't want to see them in the second round. Let's get to the Western Conference Finals. That's where you got to get to. But Houston is no slouch either. That's going to be a very tough opponent coming up. They've got their own in Sangoon, another kind of mini Joker type of player.
Would you throw games so you didn't have to see them in the playoffs?
They've done that before. Teams have done that before. Malone's been known for trying to manipulate the end of the schedule so they can end up in a better seeding spot. I don't know. Let's talk about that coming up. Ethan Bird will join us, though, and we'll talk some Wyoming Cowboys football. They got to beat Nevada. They got to beat them, Mike.
Nevada.
Must-win game if the Cowboys want to go bowling, which is what we're going to do in about an hour. So I'm excited for that. We'll be right back. Ethan Bird will join us next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.